Morning everyone, it's been a while since I've had a little chat to my phone whilst I'm driving to work, but today I've been thinking about something, well, to be fair, over the last few days, since LashCon actually in the UK, and that is the importance of staying relevant as a lash artist, as a lash trainer and as a lash brand with what's going on within the industry. So I'm fortunate enough to have been in the industry for a long time now. I think I've been around for eight years, I would say. Of course, my mum's been in it for 12 plus years. So in that time, you get to see a lot of like the cycles of trends and what's right and what's wrong. Like, obviously going back, people used to use 0.3 lashes and that was fine. Well, there's been all sorts of things that were taught as complete gospel and then now they're not, you know, like don't get your lashes wet. So we know that's not true anymore. There's plenty. I won't start listing things off. However, when I went to the most recent lash conference that I went to, and on social media, to be fair, and since speaking to a few lash artists in America as well, it's exactly the same. It feels like we are currently going through a change within the lash industry. And the same thing happened probably around about 5 or 6 years ago, I think. So if I just go back to 5 or 6 years ago, basically in a lash forum, they weren't directing this at me. So like, I don't feel like they were being mean or anything like that. However, the comment potentially was unnecessary. However, they don't realize that the comment that they made, did change everything for Lash Base, which ended up being for the best. So thank you. But what someone said, someone was asking for recommendations for a lash brand. And then what someone replied with is, don't buy from brands like Lash Base, Lash Perfect, Flirties. I don't know if you know those brands. Obviously Lash Base. Because they're old school. You don't want to buy from old school brands. You want to buy from the brands that are relevant today. And I remember seeing that and thinking, how can you say that? We're like, Lash Base at the time, and still, but at the time, we're the biggest, or one of the biggest in the industry. But then after that comment, it got me thinking and it made me do more investigating into the lash industry. And I looked through what everyone else was up to. I looked through our products, the packaging, what we were teaching, what we were saying, asking the question why, which is the most important question you could ever ask as a lash artist. When someone gives you some information, why? Like, why is that? Why is that said as true? Why should you do that? Because you'll notice and find that all of the rules are just someone's opinion that then stuck. And not necessarily like scientifically true. So it's really interesting, that side of things. And what actually happened was I did come to the conclusion that Lash Base needed to get with the times. So to that person that said that, although it stung, it was one of those where it's like, you know what? Yeah, you're probably right. If we were to carry on with that trajectory that we had, we would probably be the same as some of the brands that you would still today now refer to as old school. And we managed to make that transition 5 years ago into being a relevant and the best brand, the biggest brand, most orders, all of that stuff. And I feel like the industry is going through that transition again. When you start to have a real deep look at who's around, who's popular, what styles are going on, when you go to these conferences, which is why it's vital and so important to go to these conferences, you see what's being taught. What people want to hear, you see what's important when teaching. Everything's changed, everything's changing. Rules that were once set as you can't do that, and now it doesn't cross anyone's mind that you shouldn't do something. And yeah, it's a really, really interesting time, and I'm really glad that I feel like I spotted it thanks to that person, whoever it was, thanks to that person 5 or 6 years ago. And this time, because of that again, I've naturally realised what's what. And you potentially, over the next 3 years, this isn't like all of a sudden, and we were talking about this in the office, you won't all of a sudden see Lash Base posting and doing and behaving in a completely different manner to how we have been, because everything and our values and what we believe in is still what we believe in and still our values. So that won't change. But over the course of three years, maybe 2 years, our strategy will change. And I hope you probably won't even notice it, but it'll happen, and we will just continue to be relevant and at the top for years to come, until the next sort of like change happens when you need to manage that. And one of the things that I have noticed within the industry as I think about these sort of things is there are people that were the gurus and the people that you looked up to and idolized and knew everything in the industry 8 years ago, and they're sort of like they've disappeared into obscurity now because they've become so stubborn in their ways. And I've even noticed there are people that even just pre-COVID were the go-to people, they appear to have slipped back in the public eye. I'm not saying that their quality or anything like that's changed. I'm saying the industry has changed, and they are not seen as the go-to people for finding things out or for knowing things or for getting ideas. And what happens is you see people fighting that. They refuse to adapt, they refuse to evolve, and you find that is where you get stuck. Like, don't get me wrong, you can have a belief and push for that in what you believe to be right. But within the lash industry, specifically talking about longevity in the lash industry, like with everything, like with fashion, not with anything, it all changes and it all goes in like cycles. So like with fashion, at one point, if there was a certain item of clothing that was popular, if you decided to just wear that forever and ever and ever, probably like your parents do, then yeah, you would not be cool or it wouldn't be right. So it's such an interesting one, a huge topic for me, and something that I feel like I'm really good at spotting. So I just wanted to share that on my drive to work, which I have now parked up at work. So yeah, if you've made it through all of this video, and I may post it as a podcast, then thank you very much. Leave a comment, and I'd love to know your thoughts and if you've seen this too, and what you've seen.